Dim in Cheshvit Gimel. Talisa is Ketanim Shalonu. Shalonu Noigim Rimboish. Talis Kotten that we wear today. No one sits us under the garment. Afa Pish Ein Bem Ituf Yitzin Behem Yidei Chuyva Sitzis. Even though we don't wrap them around our body, over our head, still Yitzin Sitzis. Talisa Yidei Chuyva Sitzis. Talisa This is Nikodin. If you have the right size of Tal Stokken, which you have to make sure you do have the right size because some of them are too small. So, if you have the right size of Tal Stokken, you use it. Because the nicer, a normal way of wearing things today is on the body, not like a wrapped around the hip. With the Shmelin, he goes like a kafir or something wrapped around the head also. Since today we don't go that way, so anything that's worn in the fashion of normal clothing is acceptable. But there's a lachatchila that, like we said before, when you put on the taskot, and if you want to make a bracha, you put it on your shoulders and you wrap it around your face. He hates those opinions that say that you should definitely have an ether. The mice, most people that put on the task cotton don't make the book have all the task cotton, and when they make the task cotton, they have in mind to pass the task cotton. So in such a case, for sure, you don't have to wrap it when you put it on, because anyway, you're not making the book. In fact, you're making the book on a regular task. Simon Chesir Tal, Master Chesir Tios, the phone of Shem, the Chayr of the Shem, the Sulvan, he says, to go with two of the tzitzis in front and two behind. Should be mamish. Next to each other. So should be surrounded by mitzvahs. The Shabrua, he says, is the minute to make an atara of silk so that it should always be recognizable where the top is. You know, the beginning of the part that the smashamish your head should always be on your head. It shouldn't flip around. Arisa was not so nice. Sim Chesed Fei, Mubav is out of the tzitzis. Mubav one makes on is out of the tzitzis. In Shnai, Oishloishim is out of the talis Ke'achas, Ulon, Mubavim, and Rotsu Ech Mubavim, and Otemi Yara Omen. Multiple people putting on their talis at the same time, so each one can make his own bracha. Or, if they want, one can make a bracha for all of them. Now, it says, who understood that from the Lashon, which is mashma, that bracha fila, everyone should make an independent bracha. If they want, one can make for all of them. And the chayyah, that's a chiddush, because generally we say, Rova Matos, it's better for one person to make a bracha for everybody, so we'll be connecting the bracha. So the nice thing, maybe by talis is not to do that. Maybe because not everybody has kavona properly, and Yosef and other ones thing, and therefore it's just preferable that everyone makes it for themselves. If you want somebody else to be made to you, we have to come on, we have to come on to be made to you, you have to have come on to be Yosef. Even if the person who's making the brother was already Yosef in the mitzvah, they could make brother to somebody else. That's the rule of Kol Yisrael Arivans that was there. Ouch. We're all connected to one another in the field of mitzvah. Shavuot says it's preferable if the other person was already Yetzi, should not be made to you if you can make the bracha yourself. Now, here's a chiddush of Shavuot. It says that a few people bought new talisim, and they put on tzitzis, and they make shachiyon. He has an expensive talis. The talis kogel is very expensive. You can make a shachiyon when you put it on. So, even though one can make a bracha on the mitzvah, the Beir Shechiyonu, each one's supposed to make independently. It's a chiddush, because sometimes we see that Beir Shechiyonu, one can make for other people. Like Beir Shechiyonu, by Kriyat Mikra Megillah, okay, so Shechiyonu is what's everybody. So, could be, the Beir Shad is the Shechiyonu is on the mitzvah, they're all connected by the mitzvah. He's a Shechiyonu, in fact, that he has a independent garments. So he's wearing the garments, and none of the other guys wearing the garments. the permanent petition of Ruth and Shabruah, and should not be made somebody else with the Shefi Yanu and the Talos. It says also Yanu Amen, and the Yosef of somebody else should answer Amen, even though you anyway have to answer Amen after Bracha. But if you want a higher level of a Bracha, when you have to use the Bracha, it's being waiting and saying Amen is a higher level of the Bracha. These are my sayings, they are men, as long as they're Korana to be mighty, and then to be Yaisa, Yaisa, it's the Brahma.